Going back for a moment to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I want to read some verses there because they are my personal testimony. As I've already said, I spent 7 years studying Greek philosophy and other forms of philosophy, modern philosophy, what was fashionable in those days, which is about 50 years ago, which was called linguistic philosophy, logical positivism, and all that. If you've ever been involved in philosophy, I was a pupil of Ludwig Wittgenstein at Cambridge for 2 years, and he was known as the father of linguistic philosophy, a very brilliant man, but definitely not a Christian. So this is my personal testimony, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 18 through following. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, and this is quoted from the Old Testament, God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where then is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God, through the foolishness of the message preached, to save those who believe. That's my testimony. In the wisdom of God, through wisdom, I never came to know God. But when I heard the foolishness of the message preached and responded to it, I was saved. And believe me, for a Cambridge don to go to a Pentecostal church and hear a taxi driver preach, and in the middle of his message, he was standing on a bench on the platform demonstrating something. The bench collapsed and he fell to the platform with a thud. If you could go much further in foolishness than that, I don't know where you would go. But it saved me, not immediately, but it was the lever that opened my heart to the message of salvation.